Liam? All right. Everybody have a seat. Sam, how are you? Good to see you this morning, bud. All right. Now, I've got two very, very special things for you that I received last week. Y'all look up here. These were very, very special things to me. Last week, we celebrated Pastor Appreciation, but I got many texts, I got cards, and I found these two because I left them on my desk. These were cards from two ladies in our church just thanking me for being their pastor. And, I mean, I read these things, and it just, you know why I put them on my desk? Because when I'm having a really bad day, I just look at them, I go, somebody likes me. Lucian, sometimes after playing pickleball with you, I need to look at cards that say that. But, you know, these cards were very valuable to me because they told me I was loved and cared for. Now, I want to tell you about a card that is written to you. Look up here. Everybody look up here. This right here. Liam, look up here. This right here is a love letter. Did you know that? It's a love letter to you from God, because from the beginning of Genesis to the book end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, this book tells us about how much God loves us. And it tells us that God died for us, sent his son to die for us, so our sins could be forgiven. Matter of fact, John 3:16, anybody know that verse? Let's say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. You see, God loved you so much that he wrote you a letter. And I know sometimes you think the Bible is too big and too hard to understand, but the Bible is God's love letter to you, that he loved you. He loved you so much that he died on a cross for your sins. So, when you're feeling a little down and out, maybe you need to pick up the Bible and see how much God loves you, because he loves you very, very much. Okay? Let's pray. Everybody bow their heads and let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that someday they would understand when they're old enough how much that you love them, how you died on a cross for their sins. Father, that you love them so much that even death on a cross was not too much for them. And I thank you for every kid here. I thank you for how much you love them, and I pray that they would discover that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, gang, come here.